Hello, everyone. I am Gary Roby with our call to worship and praise. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. The matchless name of Jesus.
In His name there is hope for the hopeless. In His name there is strength for the weak. Jesus' matchless name. In His matchless name, our hearts find contentment. In His matchless name, our lives are made new. In His matchless name is peace that this world cannot know. In Jesus, matchless name.
In His name there's forgiveness and cleansing.
In His name there is freedom from sin.
In His name there is life everlasting. In Jesus' matchless name. In His matchless name, our hearts find contentment. In His matchless name, our lives are made new. In His matchless name is peace that this world cannot know. In Jesus, matchless name. No other name can free a soul from bondage. No other name can break the chains of sin. No other name can shatter evil's
name. Dear Father in heaven, we praise you today for what you have done and all that you're doing in and around our lives because of your unfailing love. We worship you for who you are, eternal Father, omnipotent, omniscient, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, God, for the gift of your Son, Jesus, and all that means for us. As our focus turns to His matchless name, Lord, teach us during this time and draw us into your presence. And we pray these things in and through Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. there is Jesus, His love and joy will abound. Where there is Jesus, His perfect peace is found. Where there is Jesus, there will be hope and light for all to see. Where there is Jesus, there will I be. I have looked around the world to find my place in life, and of all the I have crossed and mountains I have climbed, I finally found the answer is simply where I stand, 'cause life begins with Jesus once we take His hand. His love and joy will abound. Where there is Jesus, His perfect peace is found. Where there is Jesus, there will be hope and light for all to see. Where will I be? Jesus is always there for us, guiding us with His gentle touch, holding our lives from deep within, so when others see us, His love and joy will abound. Where there is Jesus, His perfect peace is found. Where there is Jesus, there will be hope and light for all to see.
This is your call to worship.
Yeah.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us for this program as their Call to Worship, heard on this station weekly at this same time. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. That address is calltoworship.us. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
Till the grave. is with you. Child of sorrow and of woe, it will joy and comfort give you. Take it then wherever you go, precious name. Oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. He's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so. I love him so for Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus, your name is power. Jesus, your name is might. Jesus, your name will break every stronghold. Jesus, your name is life. Jesus, your name is healing. Jesus, your name gives sight.
As we think on the name of Jesus, this is our call to worship Him.
For thee all the Father. Beneath the cleansing flood, I heard about a mansion.
The name of Jesus brings with it an infinite amount of information, emotions, and facts. For the sake of our limited time today, let's look only at the name in the context of our relationship with God. There is power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's cleansing in the name of Jesus. There is salvation in no other name. And as proclaimed in Proverbs 18, verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Well, as we begin our discussion on the name of Jesus, let's start at our beginning, the love of God. Romans 8, 31 through 39, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who spared not his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And in John 3, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, that whoever believes in him, Jesus, should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him, Jesus. Jesus was prophesied in the Old Testament, Isaiah 9, one of those places. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And in the New Testament, of course, you remember the story, the account in Luke chapter 1, and the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. From Colossians 3, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Ephesians 5, and give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The phrase, in Jesus' name, is a pronouncement of fact, proclaiming a relationship. Many include that in our prayers. It's also used to identify the source, such as described in Mark chapter 9. John said to Jesus, teacher, we saw someone using your name to cast out demons, but we told him to stop because he wasn't in our group. Don't stop him, Jesus said. No one who performs a miracle in my name will soon be able to speak evil of me. Acts chapter 2, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13 reiterates the same. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts chapter 2, so let everyone in Israel know for certain that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, to be both Lord and Messiah. Peter's words pierced their hearts, and they said to him and to the other apostles, brothers, what should we do? Peter replied, each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is to you and to your children and even to the Gentiles, all who have been called by the Lord our God. Acts chapter 3. Peter and John went to the temple one afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock prayer service. As they approached the temple, a man, lame from birth, was being carried in. Each day he was put beside the temple gate, the one called the Beautiful Gate, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money. Peter and John looked at him intently, and Peter said, "Look at us." The lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting some money. But Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, get up and walk." Then Peter took the lame man by the hand and helped him up, and as he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened. He jumped up, stood on his feet, and began to walk. Then, walking, leaping, and praising God, he went into the temple with them. And finally, from Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, "You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position as of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father."
Thank you. sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to
our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song as we focused on the name of Jesus. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and your faithful support. I would love to hear from you. Please write us today. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Imagine
the peace in my storm.